Blog Talk Radio.
I am TM Worldwide Radio, and this is Men in Business, the show where we highlight the gentlemen on the planet Earth that decide to do a little something on their own and create their own. Always a good thing. It's a spinoff of my show, Women in Business. I couldn't leave the guys out. 646-652-4479 is the number. This morning we have a special guest. His name is Christopher Shukar. We're going to talk about him in a moment, but first, just remember, follow IMTM Worldwide Radio on Facebook and Instagram. Of course, there's the Twitter page, IMTM Radio. Download Spreaker and register to follow the show there, IMTM Worldwide Radio. And remember, a lot of our shows are starting to get picked up by iHeartRadio. Very excited about that. When you hear the words real estate, what comes to mind? You know, you got all the different TV shows about buying and selling houses, flip this house, right? You see the signs in the yards when you're driving down in your neighborhood, and you, maybe you've thought, you know what, maybe I should invest in some property. Maybe I should do that, make a little extra money. Well, this week on Men in Business, we will have Christopher Shukar of Atlanta ITP Investor Group, and he's based in Atlanta, and his particular company, what they do is concentrate on the education part and networking part of investing and also masterminding. And so we're going to talk to him about the ins and outs of investing, how he got started, pitfalls, successes. So if you ever thought about real estate in any kind of sense of the term, this is going to be the show to listen to. So again, 646-652-4479. If you happen to be up and about, let's go ahead and get ready to introduce him. Again, he is a real estate investor. He has done multiple deals, including wholesale deals, fix and flips, buys and holds, tax liens and deeds. He's worked with many students and different ones in multiple cities. He recently launched Real Estate Investors Group, which is a masterminding, education, and networking group in late May of this year at the Georgian Club, the VIP Executive Club, to be specific, overlooking SunTrust Park. Hey, I used to work there. So let's go ahead and bring in our guest this morning. Christopher, how are you doing today, sir?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you. I'm sure the audience agrees with me. Well, first of all, I want
pleasure
to say...
to be here.
So, bro, I want to say thanks for taking the time out. This is actually for us not the typical time we would do a show, but for you, we say, hey, let's make this happen. So, first and foremost, go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience for the first time.
Absolutely, Chris. My name is Christopher Shukar, and I'm a real estate investor based out of Atlanta, Georgia. I've also worked out of Florida, Tennessee, Alabama, and other states as well. I've been in the business of real estate about 15 years in different capacities. I started out as a contractor, and then I became a realtor, and then the market crashed out from under me when I was a realtor. Mm. I had the bright idea of becoming a realtor right around 2008.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah.
It did not wind up going so hot. And in fact, when I tried to go back to my contracting work, that also was gone, because the entire housing bubble burst just like that. You know, millions of jobs lost, trillions of dollars in equity lost out of the market, and a financial panic. So I had to reinvent myself, and I struggled. I mean, I had almost literally nothing, because I didn't have any marketable skills. I had to take whatever odds and ends jobs I could create. And I actually used to haul a pot of cooking oil around.
Oh,
because
wow.
you could sell the oil to people that would drive tractors, farm trucks, biodiesel cars, and I could actually make money doing that with very little time. So I scraped and struggled to get by. And eventually the market started to turn, it started to correct and get back. There were jobs again for me to work and manage crews, take care of subcontractors and be a project manager. And eventually I was on my site one day and these two young kids come walking across the grass onto the property. I'll never forget that one day because they came in at 11:30 a.m. They were wearing shorts and flip-flops. One of them, like, you know, one of those blue golf visors. They just didn't care at all. I was thinking they were trespassing. And so I'm worried they're going to step on a nail or something. And I tell them to get off the property. They start laughing. And, Chris, it turns out they're the owners of the property.
Wow.
10 years younger than me. Yeah, 10 years younger than me. They didn't know each other before they started networking, masterminding with organizations like the one I'm going to talk about today. And they weren't Silver Spoon or rich kids or borrowing from a rich uncle. They built business and corporate credit inside of a joint LLC and hired me, who'd been doing this a lot longer than them and was 10 years their senior, to manage the project for them so they could wake up at 11 in the morning and put on flip-flops and come check on me. That's when I decided, you know, it's time to do something different. I'm not going to put my face in the yard as the real estate agent. I'm not going to, you know, take orders and just manage, you know, day labor as a project manager, contractor. I'm going to make the big piece of profit, you know, the big piece of the pie. That's what I want. That's how I ended up on the path to where I am today.
That's a very unique story, and it's pretty deep. That's one of those wake up call moments there, for sure. I can imagine your facial expression when you realized what was really going on at that point. Let me ask you this, Chris, before we get to talk about what you're doing now. Because you mentioned a couple of things, being a contractor and then being a realtor. What was it in regards to at that point in time that even got you to that point as far as wanting to do it on that level?
Right, absolutely. That's a good question. It came down to, you know, shouldn't a person be motivated by growing and evolving and being able to provide more for themselves and their future and their legacy? I just sat there those next few days, man, and I couldn't let that bug wouldn't get out of my head. You ever have that feeling where something's just stuck right there? And you have to consider it. You have to kick it around upstairs. And that's what was going on for me those few days before I really said, okay, I'm going to get myself educated. I'm going to plug in with people locally. I tried the different guru seminars and we call it circus, because they come in town on a Friday and then they leave on Sunday with your money, right? And I saw that model. Yeah. You ever been to any of those?
I've seen them advertised quite a bit when I used to live in Atlanta, but I never went.
Right. Good. That's a good call. Chris, I ended up going and I learned that I wanted to do this. I learned that I wanted to take that leap of faith. I just learned I didn't want it to be like that. I wanted it to be with something that had roots planted locally. And so, that's why I wanted to do it myself. And that's what drove me to be able to, you know, take the reins for myself, because I had the knowledge of, inside the house. I just didn't have the knowledge of all of the complexities of, you know, raising the capital, finding the deals, analyzing them, structuring them, negotiating for them, you know, partnering with people, all the transacting. That part really, I was just, you know, on the back end, the labor end, the management end. I wasn't on the entrepreneurial side. And that took a quantum leap of knowledge, if that makes sense. So I started down that path because if they were 10 years younger than me, why couldn't I do it, right?
Exactly, yeah. Wow. And one thing I want to mention to just everybody who's listening currently, wherever you might be listening, and also who might be watching on the Facebook Live that I got up right now, that housing market dropped. It affected a lot. There's a lot of things that happened around that time. The car market as well. I was in the car business at the time. And I remember it was almost as if it was instantaneous because I remember that it was a day where I sold, it was a very expensive truck. And the next day that person was trying to bring that truck back. And then that's when you realize something had happened. And it was scary out there for a good little bit because, again, it was a matter of all of a sudden people weren't doing what they used to do. And if you were in a particular industry that was kind of important, it was a struggle for sure. And mentally you had to be strong and be able to go to the next thing or be able to do something to carry on until you could transition to something where whatever your skills and abilities were, you'd be able to make it happen. So I appreciate you, bringing that out earlier in the interview, Chris. Okay, so let's start talking about what you do now. Give the audience a synopsis in regards to Atlanta ITP and what you do, and then we're going to break it down after that.
Absolutely. So what I do right now is I help provide the pathway. If I show the path for investors new to experienced. What we're aiming to do, what we've been successful so far in less than 2 months existing, doing, is create a culture of investors who are learning and learning from education, masterminding, and opportunities for coaching to take them down paths of financial literacy, making deals, making profits. I mean, the stories that are coming out, a gentleman buying a piece of land for $1 that may have oil on it, and that's not a down payment, that's the whole thing. Another gentleman buying a piece of land for $1,000 that could have over $50,000 in lumber to remove, and he can get 50% of that, sharing it with the company. Another gentleman, I think I told you about this before, who bought a house for only $100 and can end up making potential $30,000 profit. Those kinds of things require knowledge more than capital. So when I say path, I don't mean that as some kind of metaphor for a pot of gold. I mean the pot of gold is the knowledge. Does that make sense? Won't you notice that a lot of these opportunities come from having knowledge and relationships? And at Atlanta ITP, which is inside the Perimeter investor group, what we're doing is giving people a path to getting all of those pieces put together. And, we don't believe in giving you fish or taking fish from you or bartering for fish. We believe in teaching people to fish so that they can grow with us and evolve with us and build that culture with us. So that's a general sense of what we do, because as you well know, real estate is an incredibly wide spanning topic. And then financial literacy, taxes, entities, credit management, personal and business, debt, accelerated debt reduction, the list goes on and on and on, raising capital, negotiating. So many things are powerful and complex skills that we want to break them down into bite-sized pieces for people on a path where you see results step by step along the way with people who are of what you're trying to accomplish. So that's in a nutshell, kind of a big.
That's a great synopsis, Chris. That's a great synopsis.
Thank you.
No problem. You mentioned a couple of things, and when we come back from our short break, that's what I want to really kind of delve into for the next few minutes in regards to education and then results. And then we're going to let people know how they can reach out to you for the first time in regards to, again, as I mentioned at the intro, if you've ever thought about real estate in a particular matter of you being able to make some money, this is probably the person to talk to. So we're going to take a quick break. You can stay with us a little bit more.
Yes.
All right. Excellent. All right, y'all. This is IMTM Worldwide Radio. This is Men in Business. We have our featured guest this morning, Christopher Shukar. I'll get it pronounced correctly soon. Of Atlanta ITP, and I like that ITP because I saw it when you sent me the information the first time, and it said inside the perimeter. I wonder if that's what that means, and you said that's what it means. That was really cool. I like that. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk more about education in regards to investing, networking in regards to investing, and how you can get in touch with Christopher. We'll be right back on IMTM Worldwide Radio. Don't go anywhere, y'all. Good morning, everyone. We are back on IMTM Worldwide Radio, and this is Men in Business, and we have our featured guest, Christopher Shukar, on the line. He is representing Atlanta ITP Investor Group based inside the perimeter of Atlanta. We're going to get into more of that in a little bit as far as some of the things he's doing on the networking side of things. Christopher, I have a question for you. Education is important just in general terms, but where would you rate it in regards to real estate? Because one of the things that, you talked about those circuits, you know, and what they actually bring to the table as opposed to what's actually advertised. And so what will you be bringing to the table? Let's say if I was to come and actually meet with you at where was that again? Where you're holding your
the
networking event?
The Georgian Club, right by SunTrust Park.
Right by SunTrust Park. So if I was to come, what would I expect right out the bat? Because again, you have a lot of people who are obviously, you know, they're apprehensive, you know, in regards to certain things of that nature. So what would they expect as far as this the essence of what you do?
Absolutely, that's a really great question. So there's a couple in there to address. I really understand people when they get apprehensive about those opportunities. They come in and they expect everything to be laid out for them, and instead they get upsold into the next thing and the next thing, and then they're leaving. Like those circuits, as you call them, or we call them kind of like the dog and pony show. They come in, they make a show, then they leave. We totally understand that, and that's the reason we want to provide an alternative. So what can they expect? They can expect to network. They can expect to mastermind. They can expect to be shown definitive results and experience the effect of a community that actually plants roots and stays where they're at. Like they'll be there next week and the next week and the next week. So I like to call that being a stand. So being a stand for the community, being a stand for a group, being a stand for each and every person that blesses us with you know, their time. So they're not, they're overcoming their apprehension in order to come and give us even just a few brief hours of their time. You know, the dress code is business casual, as you know, from that club. And it's a wonderful, beautiful location, you know, on the very top floor of a building. You can see into the ballpark and the street, the skyline. It's absolutely incredible. And for us to be able to share that success that we've had with new to experienced investors is a joy and something we're very proud of. So when people come, they can expect to learn about what we do, how we can help them, how we can educate them, and how we can, like I said before, show them a proven path to get the knowledge and the connections that they need in order to succeed. You need knowledge, you need connections, and you need them together, because connections without knowledge can get you in trouble relying on someone else's knowledge, right? If you're in, if I'm in the car game, you know what I'm saying? Well, you'll just tell me what to do. That puts me in a vulnerable position. Or if I have knowledge without connections, I don't know when I'm making a mistake, right?
Correct.
I don't know when nobody's over my shoulder. Nobody's in the room with me. Nobody's helping, you know, dot my I's and cross my T's if needed with coaching opportunities. So that's a general idea of it. And as we say over and over, you know, education opens, you know, turns everything into a door or a window, so you can make opportunities for yourself. You can make opportunities with other people, and you can make yourself like that company of two kids in flip-flops who inspired me, you know, to step up and do something different.
Well, and that's why I asked that, because I wanted people, if you're listening live, or of course if you listen to the podcast after the fact, to hear the sincerity, because again, it's, especially in the city of Atlanta, you have to be careful. I'll just be honest with everybody, of course. And you mentioned one thing too, and I have to mention this because I want you to actually tell this one. We have plenty of time on this one. Well, it won't take that long. You mentioned roots earlier, and there's a story that you sent me, or an example on the education side of why education would play a part, and it has something to do with roots in an old tree. Could you kind of tell everybody about that?
Oh yeah, that's a great story. Because I was educated, I was able to save over $20,000 on a potential property deal. So what happened was I got the lead from a friend of a friend. At the time, I had been looking at properties with my dad. So my dad and I went over there to look at it. Just he was double-checking. He was an electrician in the military, so he would look at certain things as well. And we went over there, and what we found was that there was a kitchen. It didn't quite make sense. Mm-hmm. And so everything else was good. There was a potential $25,000 profit in the property. And what we did was, it's a pretty standard profit when you're doing fixes and flips. We would put in maybe, you know, 2-3 months, and I could help manage the project. He could, you know, take some of the costs off here and there. And, you know, we would finish that out and cash out, and it would be, you know, nice, maybe $6,000 a month each on average for not having to work too hard. Though all that glitters is not gold, right?
Yeah.
So whereas I felt something that was a little off in the kitchen, and the education that I had made me very cautious about what we call red flags, real estate red flags. Because, you know, as they say, sometimes the best deal is the one you didn't do, right?
Yeah.
So I noticed that kitchen floor was a little bit off. So what I did was I went out to the truck, and I told my dad, "Will you get a marble? You still have that?" But yeah, I think so. So he's digging around in the console and he finds this marble. And I go into the kitchen. I set the marble down on the tile in the kitchen and it starts to roll. Just
oh,
at
wow.
the right place, it starts to move ever so slightly. And we put a level down and it was acceptable. But you only something you could only tell from that marble starting to roll. And I realized there was something really wrong with it. And needless to say, it ended up being the foundation. The foundation had been breached by, like you said, roots, the roots of a practically ancient tree in the front yard. It had breached the septic system and the foundation. So I asked him, what would it cost to fix all of that? And he said, over $20,000.
Oh, wow.
And nobody that had been working on that deal knew that that was actually happening. Had I actually went forward with that deal, I would have not made any profit and potentially lost some unless ever, because Lord only knows, trying to move that tree is also part of, you know, we were just talking about the foundation and the septic. Actually dealing with such a gigantic tree that where does it even fall? There's like six houses in every direction in this suburb of Atlanta. There are these little brick ranch houses. So there's nowhere to even cut it down. I'm sure they've tried over the decades. And so we walked away from that deal. And walking away from it was one of the smartest things I'd ever done. That was a great example of how being educated saved me money and saved my career. What we've heard is 3 out of every 5 new investors that come in without a real education and some real support end up doing a bad deal in their first 5 deals. And you don't have the breathing room to do a bad deal, right? You know, you're taking that money and flipping it into the, you know, it's like the cars. You're flipping cars, or I've heard people flipping, you know, kerosene grills. You know, you're taking the money you get and turning it into the next thing and the next thing and saving a little here and a little there. That's what we learned is education, you know, is that sword and shield, you know, as you go through your first few adventures.
Yeah. So I and that's why I wanted to have you expound on that as far as an example, because if you do plan, those who are listening, especially those who are listening in Atlanta and inside the perimeter, Smyrna, Marietta, and all those good places there, Alpharetta even, shout out to Alpharetta. If you do attend a lot, you know, his real estate investors group at the Georgian Club there, in the VIP Executive Club, got to throw that in there, overlooking SunTrust Park. And I actually know where that is, of course, because I used to work at SunTrust Park. I was there the opening of SunTrust Park, so I know exactly where that is. If you go, you know now that you know you have somebody who knows what they're talking about. You know that you're going to get actually solid information, and if you go on a continual basis, you know you're going to get better at whatever aspect that you do decide to get into. Again, there's different aspects of the real estate investment market where you can earn income, but hey, why not be fluent in all of them or as many as possible and actually feel good about knowing what you're talking about? Because another thing that you mentioned earlier, Chris, is that you have people who they go into a situation and because they don't really have anybody to really ask a question, like you get a semblance of information and then people, you know, they wipe their hands and push you away and you're gone and you're just out there in limbo. And then when you really do need some help, it's like you're kind of left out there. And that's the other thing that makes people apprehensive, of course. So one of the other reasons I asked you that question earlier is to just show people, okay, not only doesn't sound like he knows what he's talking about, but he sounds like he's actually willing to tell you as well, to relay that information so that way you don't put yourself in a situation. Like you said, some situations you have to walk away from just for your personal sake. So I definitely appreciate that. When do you meet out there? How does that work? Is it a weekly event? Give us a little bit of the inside scoop as far as that goes.
Absolutely. So we meet every week, yes, weekly, and the networking portion is from 6 to 7 p.m. every Thursday.
Okay.
So So that's Thursdays at 100 Galleria Parkway Southeast in the Smyrna, Cumberland Mall area. And you just go into the lobby and you hit the button on the elevator that goes to the top floor, Georgian Club. And it's business casual, dress at minimum. And, it is this have a concierge and ushers and those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But don't be intimidated by that if you're new. Just have some nice pants on, come out and meet mm-hmm. us and be a part of it. Be with the kind of people that you want to be like. Surround
mm-hmm.
yourself with the kind of people who are doing what you want to do, where you want to do it. And then 7 p.m., we start our actual meeting. So then
mm-hmm.
we'll have a talk and a conversation about how we create success and we create a path that we've already been down, walking
mm-hmm.
the talk towards financial freedom. And that's what it's really about. And we'll talk all about how that breaks down as far as something called the four currencies, which I'll talk about, the currency
mm-hmm.
of time, the currency of money, the currency of knowledge, and the currency of relationships. And we'll break those down as currencies, as things you can actually spend every moment of your life towards building the future that you want and with other people. And how you use those currencies is, in fact, in my estimation, the real key behind getting wealthy. And so that's to get back to the point, though, 6 p.m. every Thursday at the Georgian Club, networking. And then 7 p.m., the meeting starts.
Thank you so much for breaking that down for us. On Men in Business, y'all, again, the reason I started this was to, give a kind of a spinoff to the Women in Business, though, because you have those out there who are really serious about their business. And, again, I want to make sure that people know that these people really do exist. Out there in different aspects and different industries and things of that nature. So appreciate so much for you being able to take the time out this morning for us, Chris. One thing I do want you to mention before as we get ready to close out the show today, a person, if they come, let's say, especially for the first time, they're a little nervous or whatnot. Could you give a little bit of an overall expectation? Like, okay, for instance, if a person walks in the door next Thursday, they're not going to be making $500,000 a month, right? So I'm just throwing it out there. So because, again, it's Atlanta, and people say a lot of stuff. And so I just want you to kind of mm-hmm. give a little bit of an honesty breakdown to people as far as their expectation factors, especially if they've never even done anything in real estate before. Like, they're really raw as far as the industry goes. If they just start coming and they do become consistent and whatnot, what would their realistic expectations be per who they might be out there?
Right. That's a great question. And it's very natural to have, to wonder about what I can expect. I did too, because all I had when I started was just the impetus. I had that thing in my head, like we talked about, pushing me to do something different. So if you've got that, if you've got that ambition, if you've got that fire that you know that this is the highest return on investment for knowledge, real estate. It's one of the, and even Warren Buffett says it's the best key method for obtaining financial freedom for everyday Americans. And I can tell you, I was an everyday American. So what people can expect is to meet all of us, to see that we're legitimate, to see that we're really here and we're really supportive, and to learn about, like we said, the power of education, that it is extremely important to have a powerful education that also has elements of community, elements of support. So when you're going down that path, you know that there's a clear path. You can see where it goes. You can see the forks that it takes depending on where you're at. You have bad credit, we can help you start on that path. You want to raise capital, we can show you how to be the kind of person that capital is attracted to like a magnet. You're not chasing the paper. The paper's chasing you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
when you become the kind of person that has the knowledge and relationships, those two currencies, then it's a given that people, and there's lots of money out there. I mean, there's trillions in just retirement accounts alone that's not getting a good return. People with 401ks and IRAs, that we have ways to show you how to raise capital and do that safely, secured by real estate, and offer a tax-free benefit to those people. Just for example, people are like, I don't really know who I would get money from or where I would get the money to do this. Well, first of all, you don't need money. You need knowledge. You need backing. You know, you need a safety net. And second, when it does come to you needing the money, having the knowledge, having the relationships, having that person at your side is the best way to engender trust from a lender. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
And I would close by saying something a great quote that I heard once is, I think it was Thomas Jefferson. He said, the best investment you can make is to invest in yourself, right? You turn yourself into a locksmith, and you can open any door, any window, and create opportunities for yourself. That's what we're about. So they can expect to learn. They can expect to see education. They can expect to see results. And they can expect to be around people of all levels of success. If you're new, then come be around people who are also new, who have the same fire, because that's going to multiply what you're able to do. That's how I would answer that.
That's the perfect answer. That's why I asked the question right there, y'all. And the thing of it is because Atlanta is still growing. I mean, there's, you know, almost, was it 7 million people almost up there now? It's much more when I first lived there. There's always room for growth, and there's always availability to be able to do better. You just have to, you know, make your choices, and now you know what to expect. Hopefully this could be an option for you. Everything is an option, you know, but now you've heard from someone who's very sincere, who has shown the knowledge, right? And showing that they're, you know, they're not just going to be there one weekend and just be out the next. hopefully everybody appreciates that. With Christopher Shuker of the Atlanta ITP Investor Group. Remind everyone one more time where you meet, and then also social media, website. Go ahead and give everybody an idea where they can find you if they want to contact you directly and get some information and see if they want to, you know, meet with you.
Absolutely. Well, we are open to everyone coming to give us a chance and show them what we're about, communicate with them, and show them why we're doing this. We really believe in abundance and reciprocity, you know, giving in order to get back. So a lot of the basis of our blessings are the stories of people, no matter where they started, taking massive leaps. So again, we meet every Thursday at the Georgian Club in Atlanta, Smyrna, Georgia. That's overlooking SunTrust Park, 100 Galleria Parkway Southeast. And my number is 404-314-7574. That's 404-314-7574. Go ahead and reach out to me directly, preferably by text, and I'll get back to you. That's how committed I am to talking to people. And, you know, I'll sit there with 35 text messages, so I will get back to people, and that's my commitment. And they can find us every week. Just come on down, hang out with us, get to know us, and find out if this is right for you. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
No problem. You have a great morning, and thank you again. Hopefully we'll have you on again soon.
I'd love it. Thank you so much.
And that was Mr. Christopher Shuker of Atlanta ITP Investor Group, everybody. It's always refreshing to, again, have someone on the business end of things who, one, they know what they're talking about. They're not, you know, afraid to talk about who they are and what they feel and what they believe in regards to whatever industry, product, service that they have. Again, one of the biggest things, again, I always will refer back to Angel McCautry, a two-time Olympic gold medalist. If you have something that you feel good about, but you're afraid to tell anybody about it, does it even really matter? You have to be able to talk about what you have. You have to be able to put yourself out there one way or the other, and then do it on a regular basis. You got to be able to do that. So I appreciate Christopher for making himself available on a Thursday morning, bright and early. It's not easy to do, believe me. So hopefully everybody enjoyed it. And again, those who listen live, those who are watching on Facebook Live, appreciate that. Those who are going to listen later on iHeartRadio and Spotify and Spreaker and Blog Talk and Buzzsprout and Google Play and Apple Podcasts and everywhere else that you're going to listen to this, you know that you have somebody. If investment on the real estate side has always been something that you want to think about, but again, you've seen so many, as I mentioned earlier, you see them, you see the commercials, you hear them on the radio, and they're so, you know, vibrant and everything like that, but it's that essence of they're only going to be here this weekend. And you need to come in, it's free, and, you know, and then, but like Christopher says, it's like, well, yeah, it's free, all right, but they're going to take a little something, and then they're not coming back, and you have all this information, and you don't know what to do with it. Hopefully, you will have the idea that if you do get a chance to meet with Chris, you're going to not just have information, but you're going to have a guide of how to actually utilize it. So that's a big deal. So, again, one more time, I appreciate Mr. Christopher Schuker of Atlanta ITP Investor Group. Every Thursday, they meet in Smyrna, Georgia, at the, let's make sure I get it right, the Georgian Club at the VIP Executive Club overlooking SunTrust Park. If you've not been to a baseball game in SunTrust Park, you're missing out, guys. Come on. next week, look for a few more shows for the Men in Business Show, also the Women in Business Show on IMTN Worldwide Radio. I appreciate the support up till now, especially because iHeartRadio is picking up our some of our programming. So I'm very excited about that. Again, if you haven't done it yet, follow us, IMTM Worldwide Radio on Facebook and Instagram. Twitter is IMTM Radio. Download the Spreaker app. That way you can listen to all the shows. You can just click on the shows page. You can pause the show, reverse the show, fast forward the show to wherever you want to. Download the Spreaker app and follow the IMTM Worldwide Radio page. And again, a lot of our shows are starting to get picked up by iHeartRadio. Very excited about that. That's some big time. I've been working on that for a minute, so that's why I'm excited about it. So that being said, we're going to go ahead and close out for this morning. Again, thank you, Christopher, for being on and giving us that wealth of information. I'm pretty sure there's going to be some people who are going to benefit very soon. Until next time, guys, y'all take care, and we'll be back again really soon. Peace.